Hi, this is Steve from Thunder Basin Ford, and here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Smith's Food and Drug announced in a press release that the company's 7 Wyoming pharmacies, including the Gillette store, will begin giving COVID-19 vaccinations. Eligibility is based on state and local health departments' recommendations. According to the news record, getting a vaccine shot at Smith's will be as simple as getting your flu shot. Campbell County School District graduating secondary students have something to look forward to this year, prom and graduation. As of now, the events are being scheduled to take place. The news record reports that the district is remaining open to changing conditions in the state with respect to COVID-19 restrictions. The bill separating the Gillette Community College District from Sheridan County has unanimously passed the House Education Committee and will now move to the House floor for 3 more readings. Despite its passage, the bill did see some opposition, especially from Representative Bill Fortner of Gillette. Despite the easing of some restrictions regarding COVID-19 across the state, Campbell County Health continues to require all employees, patients, visitors, support persons, and volunteers to be screened upon entrance and wear a mask when in any CCH facilities, including all departments of Campbell County Memorial Hospital. The Wyoming Mustangs kick off the 2021 indoor football season, taking on the Dallas Prime. The Mustangs are hoping to see a sellout crowd of 4,000 fans. The game will be played at the Wyoming Center at the Camplex. Kickoff will be at 7 on Saturday. The Gillette Wild Junior Hockey Team will play in special jerseys this weekend to be auctioned off for the team's annual St. Jude Children's Hospital online auction. The Wild's last 2 regular season games are Friday and Saturday. The team plays the Bozeman Ice Dogs both games. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.